traditional media are, of course, broadcast formats. That is, you know, they're from one to many, which gives great authority and power to the one in that equation, the owners and the content providers of traditional media. Online is a more democratic medium in which social commentators or people who want to be social commentators or anyone else for that matter can get their voice into the media space, whereas traditionally social commentary had to really get through the mainstream media gatekeepers if commentators wanted to identify and discuss social issues. Now, that doesn't mean it's got any greater weight or power online, because it's obviously likely to be lost in what is a vast sea of online content. Something that means that, of course, means that traditional media outlets with well-known brands obviously, you know, continue to dominate online. But it does enable like-minded media users to seek each other out. And this, you know, this capacity to assemble communities is probably the biggest difference, although maybe not the most important difference, between online and traditional media. And that space, I think, is quite important for social commentary. That's the sort of space in which is likely to be much more fertile for people wanting to discuss social issues, social policy. To the extent that there's a limited number of eyeballs and a finite number of media users with a finite amount of time, we're all competing with one another, really, and with every other media form. Whether it's news media or TV drama or gambling or online gaming, I mean, these are all competitors for people's time. But given so-called commentary sites aren't really aiming to replicate the traditional mainstream journalism experience, if you like, the idea of competition probably isn't wholly accurate. I certainly see Crikey more as a next step in journalism, as news, as hard information becomes in effect free or much closer to free. The ability to contextualize it and analyze and identify patterns in news becomes, I think, a much more valuable product. That's why I guess I distinguish between straight commentary, which, you know, really anyone can do, and analysis and contextualization, which I think are a much more useful value add for media users. You've got to be very gifted or very lucky to make a career as a blogger. And I never made a cent out of it until I joined Crikey. But my blogging was what got me there. Career is probably the wrong word, too. I mean, I used to have a career before I joined Crikey, but now I just sort of get paid to do stuff that I used to do in my spare time for my own kicks anyway. So, I mean, hopefully I do it a lot better now than now that I do it professionally. Really, online has, I use the term lowered the bar. It's certainly been a great enabler for people who may not otherwise, for various reasons, either because they're not good enough or because they don't have the right opportunities, to put content before an audience in a way that would never have happened pre-internet.